Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this was Bill Belichick draft night. Did you hear any of his coverage?
I did.
He's good. Much better than I anticipated. Brought some energy. Did a nice job. He basically broke down a bunch of his own video and sent clips for people to pull and then talked over it. But this is 2 minutes of him. You know, not all of it translates to radio perfectly because he's talking about certain plays you're not going to see. But you're going to get the gist of him on Jaden Daniels here. This is Belichick, who struggled to pick players, so I'm not telling it's the end-all, be-all. However, is one of the greatest coaches and one of the greatest football minds of all time.
Well, again, I think this is a little similar to the Caleb Williams conversation. I think that that Jaden has a good opportunity to be an outstanding player, and he showed that this year. He won the Heisman Trophy, and he had a lot of great plays. I think for him, a lot of his throws come outside the numbers. He's very fast. He's an excellent runner and scrambler. I think he's going to have to learn to stay in the pocket and read coverages and throw the ball, but he's capable of doing that.
Let's look at some tape to see what the Washington Commanders are getting for Jaden Daniels and what it could look like in the future. Let's go to Bill Belichick's big breakdown with Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. 6'4", big, 210.
Whoa.
Great leader. His teammates really play for him here. He's got a really good touch. Again, a lot of these throws are typical. They're going to come outside the numbers, and it seems like that's where he's most comfortable throwing the ball. You know, this is an example down here of kind of the touch. This is Neighbors at the bottom. He's got single coverage, and Jaden just doesn't put the ball out there high enough, and, you know, Neighbors doesn't really have a shot at it. So his touch, and I would say, you know, inside the numbers, he has great receivers. Neighbors, Taylor, who's going to be a high pick next year. Thomas, he's got some good guys to throw to. And this is, again, another really good throw on the perimeter. This kid's got a good arm. I worked him out last year. He was at the LSU Pro Day a year ago working out those receivers. And this kid can make all the throws. You can see he's really fast here. He's sometimes, I think, a little too quick to pull the ball down, but when he does pull the ball down, he usually runs, and he's going to have to learn to get his eyes downfield. You know, these are the ones you got to hit here. He's got an open receiver. He's got plenty of time in the pocket. And, again, these are the mechanics that we talked about
earlier.
Come on, Jaden.
In the show. He'll get better at that.
Yeah, we got to make those. But really, really accurate outside the numbers. Got, like I said, a really good arm. Gives the receiver a chance.
The main thing you're going to hear is he's breaking down a lot of the throws there. Belichick loved watching him throw outside the numbers, but he kept coming back to the inside the numbers stuff, which just not enough of that showed up on his tape. But a big part of that was it was not really a huge part of LSU's offense. Mm-hmm. So the question is, as he does it more, won't he get better at it? I would think so.
One would think.
But it's either something you're comfortable with or you're not. It could also be something that takes a little time where initially he struggles. And why do I care? It's a massive part of the NFL offense.
Yes.
You can't thrive at the quarterback position without throwing between the numbers, between the hashes, driving the ball into small windows in the middle of the field. Now, the air raid, whatever you want to call Kingsbury spread offense in the NFL, he doesn't like the term air raid, but it's not going to ask for the same principles of like a Kyle Shanahan, Kevin O'Connell type offense, a Sean McVay offense, the stuff that I love. Where you think about Matt Stafford or Cousins or what McCarthy's going to be playing in now, where it's, you know, play action, middle of the field, pop pass over a linebacker's head, you know, that little 17 square in, that dig route behind a zoning linebacker in that little area in the zone between the linebacker and the safety, you know, cross in the middle of the field. those throws are a staple in some offenses. They're not going to be as big a deal in the Kingsbury offense, but there are still some. You know, they like outside the numbers stuff. They like the verticals. That's all well and good.
Yeah, other teams get paid to play too. They're going to make you do the
thing. But you're still going to major in those throws and have to minor in the underneath stuff or the middle of the field stuff. And I think he's exceptional short and intermediate in that way. I'm more concerned or not even concerned, curious about the stuff we didn't see a lot of.
Right.
From like 10 to 20 yards between the hashes, between the numbers, what's that going to look
like? Fitting those tight windows in there with timing anticipation. It's the next level stuff that, as you touched on, a couple great ones that do that with regularity. And this is the pros. All right, like at in the NBA, they're going to figure out, can you hit a jump shot if you're wide open? If not, they'll give it to you until you prove you can do it. Or in baseball, like if the scouting report is, he can't hit a curveball. You bet you see curveballs when you step into the box for a while until you prove you can do something with it. They're going to make you do what's uncomfortable. And that really was, you know, one of Belichick's hallmarks, honestly, as a defensive game planner, both as a coordinator then as a coach. We know what you like to do very well. We're going to make you do the thing you don't like to do very well just to see what happens. Maybe take away your best option and focus everything on that. So 100%. I like to believe it for Daniels, as a guy that likes Daniels a lot, as an unanswered question. To me, there's a great skill set. There's a great list of talents. There's a great list of abilities. The idea that he can't do those things, can't throw over the middle, I refuse to believe. Now, he may not be able to. I'm not accusing
him. And I hope nobody's saying he can't, because that's outrageous.
Well, some said he can't because he didn't.
Right. Right. But even those people, like if I ever use the word can't, I'm not saying you're suggesting I did. It's because they're saying this is not part of his game yet, or this is not something he showed on tape. They're just misspeaking. But I don't think anybody really believes he definitively can't. But if you haven't done a lot of it, it's a skill and a trait that's important that's going to have to come.
Well, the biggest one that Belichick was talking about, something that you hit on very astutely, is when he tucks, in other words, progression, one,
this
two, three.
One of my huge gripes.
Or one, two, or whatever it is. Like if you decide, hey, this isn't there, what are you doing? Are you running to run? Which sometimes, by the way, is great. That can be a backbreaker, right? That can be awesome. You don't want to take that away from someone that's that good with the football.
I was actually pumped to hear Belichick bring this up. Because this was one of the things that, like, I jotted down when I watched him that I didn't really hear as a huge critique, but you do hear in some places, which is, I like when my quarterbacks pull the ball down to reset to throw. Move, run out of trouble, and make the big play. You're a quarterback, man. Let's throw the ball. You got the best deep ball in the nation last year. 22 tutties and zero picks, 67% on 25 or more, or 20 yards or more downfield. So when things are crashing in or you're getting away from someone, move to reset, extend and create. He pulls the ball down. The play's over. He's just running, which is awesome when you're ripping off 65 against Florida.
Right. He ran for 1,100 yards, which is why people don't criticize it. But at the next level, I don't necessarily want you running for 1,100. You can run for 7. But you know what I mean? You can make a play here or there. And again, those can be back-breaking, excellent plays where the defense has everything solved, flushes you from the pocket, you escape the grasp, turn into a first down. I mean, how many times did Pat Mahomes shuffle for first downs or over for various championship runs? And nothing wrong with that. But it's that fine line between, I'm going to buy a little time for my receiver, or we can make a big play when everybody's sort of sucked up thinking I'm going to run and they go over the top, or you know, converting something isn't there. There's a fine line there. It's really hard to coach because you've got this unreal all-world athlete that can make people miss, that can run like a superstar in the open field, but you also want to be able to add that extra part of the skill set. I thought that was the most astute observation from Belichick is, and I think teams are going to figure this out, when that first part of the play is over, when it's not there, he tucks it, it's telegraphed. You know what's doing. It's running. There's no more plastering, no more worrying about where the receiver's going, breaking off the route, working, you know, mirroring the quarterback, or maybe, you know, leaking deep. He's running. That's got to change.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.